Welcome to Palestine Today, the service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June 25th, 2009. Palestinians stop settler attempt to take over a house in East Jerusalem as Cyprus prevents free Gaza boats from leaving its port to sail to Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian residents of Sheikh Jarrah in East Jerusalem managed to stop a group of Israeli settlers from taking over a house twice during the night of Wednesday and Thursday. The settlers tried to overrun the house to take control of it. Both times they came, the Palestinians stood their ground and prevented the settlers from entering the house. The settlers were not accompanied by Israeli police and were surprised to find the Palestinians in the house. Israel made known on Thursday that it will largely keep its military forces out of four West Bank cities to try to boost the Palestinian security campaign. The cities involved are Bethlehem, Ramallah, Jericho and Qalqilia, and the campaign is supported by the US. Israel reserved itself the right to invade the four cities if cases arose where fighters in the area were poised to attack Israeli targets. Sources from the Palestinian Authority state that with this exception the promise is unlikely to change the reality on the ground. At the same time, Israeli forces detained between 7 and 9 Palestinians during pre-dawn invasions in different areas of the West Bank. Four of the Palestinians were taken from their homes in Balata refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The army invaded and toured the camp around 2 a.m. Other arrests were made in the village of Bilayn in the central West Bank close to Ramallah. The U.S.-based Free Gaza movement that in the past has successfully sailed to Gaza to break the siege of the Strip was stopped by Cypriot shipping officials from leaving the seaport on Thursday. The officials stated that it was for inspection requirements. The Free Gaza movement planned to sail to Gaza with two vessels, carrying medical supplies, 33 activists and cement. Israel bans imports of cement, steel or other building supplies to Gaza, saying militants could use them for military purposes. One of the vessels was to carry 15 tons of cement to rebuild some of the houses that were destroyed during the recent war. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org.